Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Intonation, and I am Sim Says. You know, I really need a theme song. I've been thinking about it a lot recently. I think the only reason it's not done is because realistically, I'd have to do it myself, and I don't know how I really feel about doing that, but I feel like I need a jingle, you know? Like, the back's fun and all, don't get me wrong. I mean, I did make this, by the way. It's definitely a good time, but I just need a... It's Intonation with Sim Says. I don't know. I don't know. I'll work on it. So today, I mean, I had a couple ideas going around for today, you know. I always have so many ideas and I'm never sure when exactly to bring them out. Today, you know what? I thought I'd just go with UK artists. They really don't get much love, you know, even here. And there are so many talented artists who are creating consistent good work, are consistently creating good work, and they are just not getting the recognition they deserve. I mean, you know, it's never too late. It's never too late. Saying that, I often think about Van Gogh. I know there's a proper way to say his name, but I'm going with Van Gogh. That's the one we all know. And I remember I went to his I went to the exhibition in London a couple years ago with my friend, where it was an immersive experience. You can't see me, but I'm doing the quote marks, because it really could have been more immersive, but it was still enjoyable. And they had projected a lot of his most famous works onto screens around the room, and they had specially selected music, and they talked a lot about his life, and there was quite a lot that I didn't know about him. I wasn't aware, actually, that he didn't become famous until after his death, and that he spent a lot of time really hating himself. He really struggled with his depression, and he really thought a lot of his art wasn't worth sharing. And it was actually his friend, after he passed, who decided to start sharing his work. I mention this because we should really give people flowers while they're alive, you know? I mean, I guess Van Gogh's a little bit different. The times were different. I don't know. My question is, what was stopping his friend from spreading the word about him before he passed? Maybe he was restricting his work. I don't know. You know, this was a couple hundred years ago. I most definitely was not there. But yeah, I say this to say, give people their flowers. Because any of the artists that I'm about to talk about today, I feel like they're already creating work which later down the line will be really, it's just substantial music, you know, it's not throwaway, and all of these people are still pretty young. And as someone who makes music themselves, I think that's such an achievement to have such a solid sound and be consistently making good music at a young age. So, the first artist I'm going to play is called Bex. I'm a fan. I'm gonna say it. I don't say I'm a fan of many people, but I'm a fan. Part of it, honestly, is just short woman solidarity. I really enjoy that she's little and doing her thing, telling you what's what. And also a rapper. I think the female rap scene, well, what's popular in the female rap scene can become quite repetitive, and she's not that at all. She really stands on her own. I think her flow, you can tell, is influenced by grime rappers, male rappers, but just everything together with her voice. And I also like how she just uses her normal voice, you know? When I think of some female rappers in the US, thinking about Lola Brooke, who I also think is really talented and also happens to be very little. I think she's definitely under 5 foot. That's a very small lady. But Lola Brooke raps with a deeper voice than her natural voice. And that was a trend for a while. There was a rapper signed to Gucci Mane's label, the first female rapper signed to Gucci Mane's label, called Love Enchanted, who actually passed away. See, this is why I wanted a radio show, because where do I put all these random music facts that I know elsewhere, you know, where do they go? They're here for you. You're welcome. So, Love Enchanted actually unfortunately passed away. It was either last year, the year before, within the last 3 years, from an overdose, which is really sad. But she also was part of that wave of female rappers intentionally using a lower voice when they rapped. And Glorilla, who maybe arguably could say she still does it, but I think her natural voice is quite low. But before she became really big, she also used to rap in a really low voice. I mean, I think it's quite obvious why. I think female rappers haven't always had the most respect. You know, there are some people who paved the way, but it's still hard out here for them. It really is. But I respect it. So, today we're showing love to one of them, British born, and this is Bex, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Excuse me, can I get a word in? I used to get there, two blue tits curving. Now I see the works is working. I'm in a black whip, M-way turning. Sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42 burning. Sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42. Excuse me, can I get a word in? I used to get there, two blue tits curving. Now I see the works is working. I'm in a black whip, M-way turning. Sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42 burning. Sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42. Yeah, can I get a word or two? No. Tryna get a verse from who? No. Tryna see a rooftop view where the mountains are high and the skies are blue. Yeah, never seen a cadence so excellent. It makes you wanna get down and bounce. Used to get air, now you're up in a mattress. Can't catch this, I'm all over your atlas.
All over your tracklist. City ain't heard of Bex. You must live under a rock like Patrick. I said, are you so acrobatic? She said I used to do gymnastics. Is that where you move like elastic? Leg in the air while I whack it.
Yeah, it's so up in the atmosphere. Bro said he's seen a lot of backs in here, but the focus is so 10 out of 10. Twitter spaces, please get out of them.
Twitter spaces still killing the guys like Wet Star Dog and Sprinkle Cake. I've been in a field with no shin patches. Class couldn't even get ankle tape. So, well they know what they know. I just flew to LA for some food and my bougie do, so I got it to go. I see bro step man in his forces. Now they look red like, what are those? I'm on the run like Harry and them. Lil Pat make them chuckle like Barry on them.
Excuse me, can I get a word in? I used to get there, two blue tits curving. Now I see the works is working. I'm in a black whip, M-way turning. Sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42 burning. Sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42. Excuse me, can I get a word in? I used to get there, two blue tits curving. Now I see the works is working. I'm in a black whip, M-way turning. Sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42 burning. Sweep, sweep, scurrying. Gelato 42.
So that was Bex. Excuse me, hope you enjoyed that. Also really love the production on that one. So the next one, I actually came across this a while ago. It was a paid ad that came up on my Instagram, and I don't hate it because I actually enjoyed the suggestion. This is a rapper called Names Bliss. So when I checked him out, he's already got a pretty solid following. So clearly he just hasn't been on my radar before. And I noticed a lot of his songs are, he's quite uplifting and positive really in his songs. And I think he stands out from other rappers in that way. And this is his latest release called Time It Takes. Let's go.
I'm effective, cause I've been here long. To withstand this game, you gotta be strong. Do you feel strength when you look in the mirror? Say swear what you grind all day. You do when you're hungry, breakfast, dinner back. Then I wrote 16 bars at lunch. I went on the net back then with the playground, jumping my Nike dunks. Thought I was rude in school back then. Tell the teacher, what do you want? MP3 play, ghetto coyote, melting pot. On a Sunday, it's puff puff. On a Monday, eating roti. That's what my Punjabi friend showed me. This is England, this one's proper. This one's bound for the bound, bound for the reload. Real ones, no, I didn't stutter. This was the days of the people's elbow, spear and stone cold stunner. I was in. I even know where I was that summer. Wanna be mentioned with a great shin for the time it takes. When I run this race, I know the time it takes. Still full speed, no brakes, but I know the time it takes. You gotta find your place, yeah. Wanna be mentioned with a great shin, know the time it takes. When I run this race, I know the time it takes. Still full speed, no brakes, but I know the time it takes. You gotta find your place, yeah. Thrown out of the clashing and diss tracks, but the man them are vibing to this track. People say I pioneer sounds and now these man wanna nick that. Know that meme with the man with a shovel that's close to the diamonds? Well, I dig that. When you're so close to the gold, can't sit back, you can't recline. All of a sudden wanna call me for the advice, have to decline. It's not free when you wanna get a piece of my mind. D&D for peace of mind. Last time I checked, I'm a decent find. Back then I was in Cricklewood Broadway, NW23HY. Handsome Prime, shirt and tie with an MP3 and the old school grind. Not much changed in my current state, it's still dope ear caps. And I'm writing lines, I'm in Shoreditch High Street, deep in the life. As a cycle, as I am riding a line. We don't get bitter when another man shines. I write for time, cause I got a vision like grind. Make it happen, not wait in line. Wanna be mentioned with a great shin, know the time it takes. Run around this race, I know the time it takes. Still full speed, no brakes, but I know the time it takes. You gotta find your place, yeah. Wanna be mentioned with a great shin, know the time it takes. When I run this race, I know the time it takes. Still full speed, no brakes, but I know the time it takes. You gotta find your place, yeah.
Aw, doesn't he just sound like a nice guy? I feel like he sounds like he'd just be a nice guy, someone you can just, I mean, again, I don't know him personally, but just from his lyrics. And there's another conversation to be had about short songs. That song was what, 2 minutes 31. I'm sorry, like, what was stopping you adding another minute? Not that it felt short, you know, I guess he mentioned everything he wanted to mention. And the same with Bex, like, and I have this problem with a lot of her songs. 2.5 minutes, just over 2 minutes. Excuse me, was 2:19. I'm gonna need more than that. Please, please, please. I heard some people say the songs don't need to be more than that, but this is the very issue I have with how we consume music these days. We're so ready to just move on to the next thing and not really sit with it. And for me, 2 minutes, how can you create an atmosphere, a whole vibe in 2 minutes? You can't. Like, once you really get into the hype, the song's ended. So I need, personally, my unpopular opinion is two minutes songs, 2.5 minute songs, shorter than that, I need people to pack it in. Just a little bit more work, another verse, like, could you not repeat the chorus again? I don't know, add a bridge, like, just a little bit more, you know? And also, when you go to concerts and things, short songs, again, with the vibe, you have all this build up and then the song ends and it's another one and it's not great. But anyway, that's a conversation that I actually think I will bring to you guys another day. Same. The next artist is, again, British with Nigerian heritage. Her name is Ojeremi, and I finally learnt how to say her name because I was at the Mobo's Fringe event, summit, conference thing in March, and Ms. Banks, who I didn't have on my list today, but now I'm thinking about it, I might add, because she's an amazing rapper and she's been going for so long and is definitely somebody who I think should be way bigger than she is. But I can see, well, I won't say I can see why she's not, but she definitely chose to stay authentic and not necessarily given to commercial pressure. And I think as an artist, that can hold you back, unfortunately, but it doesn't take anything away from her artistry, for sure. I went on a sidetrack. So at the Mobo's Fringe, she was one of the speakers, and she spoke about how one of the things that really helped propel her career was winning a competition, or she came second and then she won the next year. And she said the year that she first entered and came second, it was to Ojeremi. And then I was like, oh, that's how you say your name. So this is Ojeremi. I think my music is quite similar to hers. It's kind of lo-fi, R&B. So this is Nothing by Ojeremi.
Yeah.
Yes, that was Jeremy, and I am a big, big, big fan of hers. I really love the trap beats in the back, the slow trap beats. That's something I try and incorporate in my music too. Which leads me nicely into the next song, which is my own. This song is Breakdown. I wrote this myself. Well, okay. I originally started this song with two other super talented artists, a rapper called Kai P, who, you know what, I'm gonna play one of his songs later. Kai P and a girl I met on a, is it a DJ course? No, it was a freelancing course called Zara. She doesn't use social media and she doesn't put out music, but she used to sing in a choir at quite a high level when she was a child up until she was a teenager, and she has the most beautiful voice. She's hard to get hold of, but I'm trying to gently push her into working on more projects because she's super, super talented. And I'd come to both of them with this idea that I wanted to make a song kind of how they did in the early 2000s, 90s, which had like a female perspective and a male perspective on a relationship. So in the end, we didn't actually get to finish the song. And I still really liked what I'd done with the beat. We all made decisions on the original beat, and then I took it and made it my own. I had written most of the song, but it was Zara who came up with the line, is this what it comes to? So I do want to give her credit for that. And we're in talks about making another version of this same song with her vocals added in, which would be so beautiful because there are some high harmonies that I really would have liked to put in here, but my voice isn't there yet. So you can hear this on SoundCloud. This is Breakdown by Sim Says. Is this what it's come to?
Is this what it's come to? Fighting the
You guys enjoyed that. If you do want to listen to that again, you can find it on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/sim-says. Says is s-a-i-s. I feel really proud that I put that on radio. You know what I'm most proud about is that my mixing sounds okay played back on radio. That's all I needed. That's all the boost I needed. But I think the comparisons between my style and O'Jeremy's are quite clear. We both have that lo-fi sound, R&B vocals with trap influences in the beats. So the sharp hat and the snare that's like hitting. And then, do you know what, my inspiration for that song, I didn't use them specifically as a reference song when I was making that, but KTB. I was really going for a KTB vibe. She's defo a big influence for me when I noticed the parallels between our songs. So moving on, the next artist is again somebody who isn't, I honestly, and again, this is no shade, never any shade. I honestly thought they were going to be bigger than they are right now. Regardless, they're still making consistently good music, and I think it's quite original, you know. And this is, it's either Zilo or Zilo, Z-I-L-O, Keep Up With Me. This song's actually a little bit older than the others. This is from 8 years ago, but I remember the first time I heard this song and I was just, I hadn't heard anything like it as well. And it's like, oh, British R&B done a bit differently, or maybe it's pop. I mean, you can decide, but either way, this is Keep Up With Me by Zilo.
Didn't read the label, don't need a label. You let me lead the way, so never need to say so. Never been faced, no, I'm always ready to stay low. Don't put my face on your social. You say I'm so antisocial. I stay low key, it's the way for. It's the way for. They so sweet, why have one when I could have two more? I'm not the usual girl, can't skip by to the things you used to. Yeah, you're telling me why they take it so seriously. Don't think that I'll ever make it a thing. You really been getting under my skin. I'm moving solo,
solo.
Cause I've been on my own solo,
solo.
I ain't ready to show you.
So, in case you've just tuned in, you are listening to Intonation on Radio Africana, and I am your host, Sim Says. Also, if you have me on social media, send me suggestions. What do you want to hear me talk about? I'm down for anything. You know, I mean, there's not really a structure going on here. If you notice, there is to the episodes, but in terms of week to week, there's a name for that. There's a name for that. I'm gonna find the word and come back. Anyway. Yeah, let me know. What do you want to hear? Do you want to come on the show? Like, talk to me. In future, I am going to open the phone lines, but not yet. Not yet. We're going to get there. So, that was Xylo, Keep Up With Me. Yeah, I really like that. I like also her cadence. How she uses a rap flow halfway through. That's something I like to do as well. And it was SZA that inspired me to do that. She writes a lot of her songs focused on the rhythm with the syllables, as opposed to more melodic, which gives her quite a unique sound at times. And the next artist is based in Manchester. Someone I know, actually. This is Amatime. Super, super talented. Super, super talented lady. Again, somebody that I expect to go far. Self-taught singer, self-taught producer. I mean, you'll see, if you see on her social media page, she makes a lot of jokes about not being classically trained in music or music theory and still managing to make songs. But that's a feat, honestly. Like, she's doing the thing. She's doing the damn thing. So this is my favorite song from her because I'm actually a fan. I'm very much a fan. This is Shot Caller. What a banger.
I'm only 3 shots away from infinity. I'm
What a banger. And even from this song, which came out, a year ago, honestly, Emma has progressed so much with her singing. And again, she was already an incredible singer. But yeah, she just keeps getting better as a great live performer. That is Emma Time, AmaTime. Go follow her, go find her, book her for things, make her famous today. I wonder if she's listening. She's probably not. So I'll have to tell her to listen back. And speaking of Manchester-based artists, so the next artist is Solo B, and he makes R&B. He reminds me a lot of like Donnell Jones, like Usher, but more modern. And he's been working a lot with Sion the Beat, who again is actually from my hometown, Northampton, which is cool. I didn't know any successful people came out of there, so that's always nice. And he is really pioneering a sound at the moment. It's like Afro dance hall fusion, and it's really taking off. And he's also been working with a lot of UK talent, from rappers to R&B artists. His sound is really varied, actually, and he's produced Bex's latest EP. If you remember, I played her song at the beginning of the show, and them together is chef's kiss, honestly. Just a great fusion. So this next song, not actually produced by Psy, but is a fun one nonetheless. I'm not usually into this sort of sound, to be honest, but I've listened to this song so many times. This is Acting Crazy. Please enjoy.
You know I like you when you call me, baby.
When you call me,
can you call me acting? Can you call me acting crazy?
When you call me,
baby, girl, you make me feel away. Yeah. Can you call me acting crazy? Can you call me acting crazy? I'ma give you all of me. Baby, don't be shy, set it out in front of me. Mama, take time when you put it all on me. Baby, slow wine when you get in front of me. Girl, can you got me tripping? Put you on my wish list. Really hate the distance. Whoa. You know I like you when you call me, baby.
When you call me,
can you call me acting? Can you call me acting crazy?
When you call me,
girl, you make me feel away.
You make me feel away.
Can you call me acting? Can you call me acting crazy? I'ma give you everything nonstop. Give you everything nonstop.
I like how just before the song started, I was like, I don't think this is produced by Psy. And then his producer tag comes in with Psy on the beat. I was like, oh. So I don't want to be accused of spreading misinformation. That was production by Psy on the beat, who, yeah, I'm just a super big fan of his work. And in this day and age, you know, when music is so accessible and there's so much that's come before us, it's very, very difficult to create a unique sound. So yeah, love what he's doing. I wanted to play some other artists I know, but people aren't making clean versions of their songs. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit down and edit it myself. You need to be releasing clean versions, or maybe just don't put swears in the first place. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Do what you want. It's art. But seriously, if you want to play it on the radio, make a clean edit. I've decided I'm not going to swear in my songs, or I'm going to try not to, because I want my music to be playable. Whether my music is family friendly, I mean, I don't see kids being interested in the music I make, but that's not the point. I want my music to have to just be played anywhere. So I'm personally, and another artist, Medulla, she also told me that she does this with her music as well. And you know what? I'm gonna play one of her songs next. So Medulla is an up and coming rapper. She's honestly just goes from strength to strength. So she will be playing at Cross the Tracks. I know she's just been in Germany doing a few gigs, and yeah, she's got a great sound, really fun UK hip hop. And she works with her partner, who is also her producer, which I think that's really cool. I think that's really, really cool. So the next song by Manchester born and bred Medulla is Melanin Monroe. Please enjoy.
My fist, there's power in this. I don't know what you thought this is. Africana black woman, she be authentic. Full lip, hip, hair king, can't rent this. Hate on me, Spike Lee couldn't plot this twist. Imagine hating me, I'm loving on my luck and twist. I'll be damned if you tell me how to rock my ish. You will see me turn Rottweilish. Look at you, I be strong minded. Cause I take my root and truth and gotta combine it. I still bloom through confinement. I'm the wisest in the room, I be on silent. I be channeling Oshun when I need guidance. See the melanin. Yo, got you on violence. What is that, son? Jill Scott, heroin, fire in my eyes. Under blue left clues like the sun, I'm a rise, I'm timely. Never let society boom by me. I be black onyx, speak in sonic. Make cartoons flick through like comic. See me switch rooms, might use ebonics. When you know your roots, can't lose thy knowledge. I'm a real hot topic, climate tropic. Bloom from the concrete, made my forest. Soon I'ma be the great day acknowledged. Hating be the new age plague bubonic. My silk bonnet got an ank up on it. Hair police, try put a handcuff on it. She be too free, unruly goddess. No gravity, she be moving goddess.
Like, hello, what a banger that was. I'm actually going to play another one of her songs from her latest EP. I went to see her, I think it was 2 or 3 months ago, at Band on the Wall here in Manchester, and it was an amazing show. I've seen her a few times over the years, I actually met her quite randomly. So there was a girl I was talking to on Twitter for a few years, and she said she was going to Parklife, and I just asked her if I could go with her. And then when I met her at Parklife, she was Medulla's best friend and introduced me to her. Medulla didn't tell me she was a rapper, but all day throughout the festival, people were coming up to her and being like, "Hey, I know you, you were on TV," and I'm like, "Oh, you know, you could have mentioned that." But yeah, she's gone from strength to strength, keeps getting better, and the next song I'm going to play is one of my favourites from her latest EP, Tabula Rasa, and this is Good Food.
Good food like this don't come by often. You've been on my mind trying to get you off and right. Think I like you a lot and got a hard shell, but I think you can soften mine. Heard you need you a psychic. I'm a Bonnie and I think that I need my Clyde. Me and you sound sweet like Andre 3 on a boom bap beat. It's nice, yeah, it's nice. Smart women don't hurt your pride. You a fiend for that intergalactic type. Waist beads, hips move like elastic type. Homely, low key, not a beast for the hype. Maybe we can kick for the night. Read palms and eat ramen till we're full. I'm trying to know the inner you. I'm skipping all the bullshit. Convos don't hit like they used to. Hard to come by like likes on YouTube, or cracks on my hue, or leftover stew. Talk is cheap, converse like skate shoe.
Full plate, I gave you everything you asked for. You can come get some sugar from my door. My sherry and more. Good food, good food, good food, good food, good. Full plate, I give you seconds, even thirds too. Grab a slice of life, let's get personal. You the one, not the two. Good food, good food, good food, good food.
Are you the lover girl type?
Of course.
Wait a minute, can you love a girl right?
Of course.
Can you give me all the back rubs and candles that I'm looking for? In the club, are you a kid in a cookie store? Damn, I sound insecure, but I gotta be sure, cause I've been around when your type lovers, type to make you sick. I need a cure type brother, mature type lover. I'm the one you need, you don't need no other. You do me right, when I'm wrong you just pull me to the side. What we've been through ain't for the public eye. We go together like beats and rhymes. I've been needing life to have meaning. Found the right spice to give my life seasoning. Hard to describe the way that I'm feeling. When I'm with you I seem to be dreaming, oh lord.
Full plate, I gave you everything you asked for. You can come get some sugar from my door. My sherry and more. Good food, good food, good food, good food, good. Full plate, I'll give you seconds, even thirds too. Grab a slice of life, let's get personal. You the one, not the two. Good food, good food, good food, good food, good.
So that's my last song, guys. So we're coming to the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed that. That last one again is Medulla, M-E-D, 2 U's, 2 L's, A. Manchester-based artist, really lovely lady, and makes great music. So hopefully you found somebody that you didn't know and you're now gonna go and listen to. And wishing you a good rest of the week. And stay tuned for our next show, which is Speak Up. This is a new show on Radio Africana, and it will be with you in a few minutes. But for now, goodbye.